I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On the last podcast, I told you about the amazing beaches of Croatia. Today, I'm going to tell you about a scary but amazing hike my wife and I did in Split. But before I tell you about it, I'm going to give you some vocabulary and a little bit of grammar to think about. This vocabulary I'm going to be using in my little story, so pay attention. So the first word is steep, which is an adjective which means rising or falling sharply. So for example, a mountain we could often describe as being steep. Next is a phrasal verb, to give up. To give up means to stop doing something because you've realized you can't do it. I give up. I can't do it. Next, slippery. Another adjective. And this means that a surface is difficult to stand on because it is wet. Slippery. Next, a phrase. To give someone a lift. If you give someone a lift, you are driving them to a specified point. So you might say, can I have a lift to the train station? Can you drive me to the train station? And finally, it's not vocabulary, but it's grammar. I want you to listen out for the past perfect tense in my story. I'm going to use it a few times. So listen out for how I use it. The past perfect is when we use had and then the past participle of a verb. For example, we had been or I had reached. Listen out for that. Hopefully you'll hear some examples which could help your understanding of how we use this tense. Okay, here's my story. I love hiking, and even though I'm not the most experienced, I always like challenging myself. So when I read about the Mosor Mountain hike, I couldn't wait to do it. The reviews online were good. They all spoke about the amazing views from the top, and I love a good view. So it was a must-see on our trip to Croatia. However, it wasn't the wonderful hike we were hoping for. The walk up the mountain was great. It was difficult and a bit too warm, but we managed okay. When we got to the top, the views were magnificent, as promised. On one side, you could see Split and the islands and the ocean, and on the other, views stretching all the way to Bosnia. Spectacular. We had reached one peak, but there was another a little bit higher, and according to what I had read online, not too far away. So we agreed to continue. How hard could it be? Well, the answer to that is very hard. To reach the second peak, we had to basically do rock climbing, and it was scary. There were really steep parts where if you put a foot wrong, you could fall and badly injure yourself. We aren't experienced climbers, and there were no other people around. After about an hour of trying to reach the other peak, we gave up and turned back. Just as we made our way back to the first peak, a storm started, thunder and lightning, and then rain. The rocks became slippery and we were both starting to get quite worried. Maybe I should call Mountain Rescue, I thought, but we weren't quite at that point yet. Going down wasn't easy either. There were little red circles to indicate the correct route, but it wasn't always clear and I think we went in the wrong direction several times. But thankfully, the rain and the storm stopped. As darkness began to descend on us, we could see the lights of the town below. We were nearly there, but had to be quick as it would be near impossible to get down the rocks without any light. Thankfully, we made it to the bottom. We had missed our bus back to Split, but a lovely couple who had been doing a bit of hiking too gave us a lift back. They also told us that there were snakes and spiders in the mountain, so we were pretty pleased to avoid a night up Mosor Mountain. So, my advice to all hikers, both inexperienced and experienced, don't go up a mountain without getting all the information about what to expect. So what about you? Have you had any scary moments in nature? So that's all. That's the story. I hope you understood it quite well. And I hope you heard a little bit of past perfect. Remember, the past perfect is all about an action happening in the past before another moment in the past. So maybe go back and listen to how I use it again. So thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new today. And I also hope that you listened to my advice about not going up mountains without really knowing what you're doing. Don't be like us. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or if you are interested in taking some online classes with me, then you can send me an email. I always like hearing from listeners. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.